Yesterday, we were asked to write from a place of revolutionary love, so I tried to write a love poem to Kellyanne. Oh, Kellyanne, I have waited a lifetime to see you at a loss for words, your tired pauses. On today, we're pregnant with the chance you might slow down or change your mind. That vague breeze that wafts behind you in the White House leaves, does it brush your gilded hair and offer you whispery versions of truth when the questions come? They keep coming, the questions. Damn them, right? You might wake, Kellyanne, one of these days, and catch a small feeling in the back of what I hope is a muscular heart, a rough shadow of loneliness, or a soupçon of regret, perhaps, perhaps not. You're a free agent, Kellyanne. You offer yourself up to the temples of information, and they take you, with your thick-lashed sleepy eye, your slippery seizure of words, your knowing smile, and yet, today your fatigue defeated you, and I watched, with a not very conflicted heart. You've been cast out from some of the dens you relished hunting in, and I study every frozen image that drifts across my screen to detect some modicum of hurt. Does it hurt, Kellyanne? It's true, almost every image of you is a headshot, skin-taut, you suspended, in vocal, televisual motion, your chirpy stream of words stripped away, and what is left is just what is left of you, which isn't much, a thin-boned matronly waif, glaring blue shadow. Oh, Kellyanne, you looked much healthier in the summertime. It hurts to watch you disintegrate. It's not a zero-sum world. If you get better, maybe we'll all get better together. But first, you have to stop lying. Kellyanne, I am trying to find you. In my good moments, I could even try to love you, let you be my shadow. But your foxhole scares me, and the circles under your eyes make me feel almost inexpressibly sad.